This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Tropical cyclone Eloise made landfall in Mozambique early on Saturday, hitting the coastal city of Beira with huge gusts of winds and heavy rains. But it was losing strength as it progressed, according to a South African weather official. Portuguese voters who are largely confined to their homes due to a strict COVID-19 lockdown will pick a new president on Sunday, but many fear going to the polls could worsen a surge in coronavirus cases, and low turnout is expected. The country of 10 million people, which fared better than others in the first wave of the pandemic, now has the world's highest 7-day rolling average of new cases and deaths per million people. 3 people in hotel quarantine associated with the Australian Open tennis tournament have tested positive for the highly transmissible coronavirus variant linked to the United Kingdom. That's what officials are saying on Saturday. The 3 quarantined in Melbourne are not tennis players, said the state agency responsible for quarantining travelers. All have been in hard lockdown since their January 15th arrival. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Saturday the kingdom was optimistic that it would have an excellent relationship with the new U.S. administration of President Joe Biden, and that it would continue to negotiate with Washington regarding the Iran nuclear deal. France's top health advisory on Saturday recommended doubling the time between people being given the first and second COVID-19 vaccinations to 6 weeks from 3 in order to increase the number of those getting inoculated. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com.